Hello, it's Kim here in the podcast tent, day two, and I am with my fellow Nanaimoite, Don Power.
Hello.
I love saying your name, actually.
It's cool, isn't it?
I know. Did you, like, plan that?
If I do say so myself.
Did you plan that? That's funny. So how are you today? Mic down a little bit.
Sure.
Can we get your levels? Just tighten it in there. Yeah, give me a hello.
Is that any better?
That's a bit better, yes. Alrighty. Yes. So Don and I met, I think it's been 2 years.
Yes, I think we met around social campish time 2 years ago.
It was actually we met at a Starbucks.
That's right.
And because I was going to jump and I looked then. And we
for
were
our first Nanaimo tweet up.
The first Nanaimo tweet up, that's right. And that's yeah. Where I connected online but offline.
Social is a social media management tool. Monitor and participate in multiple social media platforms at
okay.
once.
Okay. And how did you get the job at social media at social Sprout Social? Doi.
Well, it's funny because I actually got the job replying to a retweet from Social Media Camp 2 years ago, where the CEO Justin was looking for a blogging phenom. So I found out about the job from a retweet.
Yeah.
And met Justin at Social Media Camp. We were both speaking at Social Media Camp 2010. We hit it off, and I got the job. And interestingly enough, I never once gave him a resume. He never once asked for a resume. It was all based on my online content platform
right.
and persona, which I think is important to know.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's really been built for you over the last couple of years. You built it beforehand, but
yes.
Now with Sprout Social, the way that you share things. So I know there's Twitter Tip Tuesday, is that?
We do Twitter Tip Tuesday. We have another series now, which is really cool, Spotlight on Startups, and that's every Thursday. We focus startups, not only just the ones that are cool and doing neat stuff, but we try to focus on startups that can have some impact on you and your business as well. So
good.
We try to make that connection.
Support,
between.
It's a win-win for all.
That's right, yeah.
Okay,
it's
good, good.
Becoming really popular.
Wow.
Here.
So, being up from Vancouver Island in Nanaimo,
I mean, like you said, we started, you and I were kind of instrumental, I think, in starting the first Nanaimo tweet up 2 years ago. And since that time, the social media environment in Nanaimo has really taken off. I've seen it, as you have too, I'm sure, with the number of people who are on Twitter, with the number of people who are on Facebook and their interaction. And now, interestingly enough, in Nanaimo today and yesterday, they have a social media conference called
That's
Connect
right.
BI.
Yep.
So I think collectively Nanaimo has learned a lot from what Victoria has been doing,
yes.
actually, and I've certainly applied that from what I've learned and people that I've met here to bring to Nanaimo and try to, you know, get the social media thing taking off there. But people like yourself too, you have, you know, fantastic networks, and everyone collectively is helping to move the ball forward. I'm really
well,
happy.
And I don't think it's about social, but helping humans go forward in their lives and their business.
That's true. Yeah.
So and so, but somebody keeps binging me on Facebook. Because it's about building our community and going out and meeting people. I mean, the last tweet up at the Multicultural Center was insane.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah.
And I mean, it's a far cry from where we were 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's the same sort of passionate, interested, interesting people
yes.
that are there and embracing what we get to offer out there. And I think people connected to help each other.
Yeah. At least two or three people yesterday who, when we first met each other face to face, our natural reaction was to literally embrace and hug each other.
Yeah.
And we'd never ever met until that time, but we'd met and known each other on social media.
Yeah.
And those are the type of connections that you realize, yes, it's more than just a tweet. It's more than just a retweet. It's more than just vanity and participation. Look at me. Mm-hmm. It's actually the joy that comes in finding people who are like-minded with you that you have a connection with.
Yeah.
And the glorious times like Social Media Camp and other events like it where you can actually meet some of those folks face-to-face is just out of this world.
Yeah. It's not like we're drinking the Kool-Aid in the cult.
I don't
right?
think so. There's some people who think we are, I guess.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Well, I think ultimately we're community builders.
Yeah.
based on. I mean, when it's done, when building a community and more, right? That's where it really shines. Social media. Barriers to entry. In other words, you don't need to be invited. You don't need to friend someone. They don't need to friend you. You just say, hey, George, hey, Mary, hey, Bill, how are you? And then you can start a conversation with someone.
Okay. And you could
for both individuals and small businesses to get acquainted with social media. And my number one piece of advice still stands, and that is when you follow someone, follow up with them. Let them know that you're following them. And literally, you can start zero and follow one person and say, hey, Bill, I'm following you because I found out about you from Gary, and you seem like a really cool dude. That's the way to get started. Introduce yourself to people and let them know. Than that. That's
it's
the really
not
cool
gonna be
part,
hard,
yeah.
Kids. We're gonna have a good time with it. So Mid Island, Don Power's a great guy to connect with. And who are you on Twitter?
At Don Power.
Yeah, and he's powerful. So think of that. So yeah, check him out. He'll honestly, I think if you asked a tip or something like that, you always help.
I reply to all people who respond to me or ping me on Twitter. I reply to everyone and answer questions publicly and freely and openly. So yes, absolutely. Anyone.
So that's a great resource here on the island or anywhere. So definitely do that. Don Power is check him out in Nanaimo because I know you also teach at the Multicultural Center, right?
I do, yeah.
And businesses and things like that. So he's really the guy to go and chat with about that stuff. I really thank you for coming in the tent. It's been a whole year since we tried to get you in the tent.
That's right.
It happened this year. I'm so excited. So anyway, so Don, Dawn's in the tent, and we're going to have more people coming up later on, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the Coasties, I think. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you soon.